The Georgia Supreme Court has ruled that a South Dakota company violated Georgia's ban on payday lenders. Consumer advocates are pleased, but as Lisa Hagen reports, they say payday lending isn't the only way Georgians are getting ripped off.
The court has ordered Western Sky Financial to pay more than $15 million. That's the amount prosecutors estimate the company collected from Georgians since the case started. Liz Coyle heads Georgia Watch. It's a consumer advocacy organization that tipped the attorney general off about Western Sky. She applauds the ruling, but
unfortunately, the state still has small dollar lending through title pawn loans that can trap Georgians in the same cycle of debt as a payday lending and end up with rates as high as 300% APR.
Coyle says the number of companies that let people take out high-cost loans against their car titles has grown since state lawmakers made payday lending illegal. Her group estimates title loan companies pull in just under $200 million annually in Georgia. Lisa Hagen, WABE News.